Hey guys, it's Scott Harris, your millionaire mentor and the founder of Ultimate Coach, where we train the world's best coach. Stopping by to just warn you, to let you know, the game is not over. The fat lady is not singing. We've got some more left in our year. That's right. Wherever you are in the world right now, there's about 30 days left in your year, something like that, give or take a couple of days. I gotta tell you, it's still on and the clock is still ticking. And I've been noticing as I've been coaching my clients and speaking to my small groups and even speaking to some large groups, just did a webinar this morning for 2,800 people across the world. You know, sometimes people start to wind down at this stage of the year. I start to slow down and think, well, you know what? I'm getting towards Thanksgiving. I'm getting towards Christmas. I'm getting towards, you know, my vacation, whether it's a summer vacation or a winter vacation. I gotta tell you, the clock is on. There is a phenomenal amount you can still be achieving in the next 30 days. And as you run up towards your holiday break, your festival season, whatever that is for you, I would be coaching you right now to make sure you maximize, absolutely maximize to the fullest extent you possibly can, whatever you need to get done to have a spectacular final last little bit of this game. Whether you count this as the end of your calendar year, whether you're halfway through your financial year, if you're from the southern part of the world, there's a lot you can get done. Think about in the next 30 days, how many phone calls could you make? How many clients could you book? How many workouts at the gym could you have? How many relationships could you repair, remend, or how many books could you punch out in the last month? Maybe one or two books still in the last month. What is it you want to really make sure that you achieve in the next 30 days so that two things happen? Number one, you maximize your year, maximize your time. You guys know I love planning, I love scheduling, I love honoring my time. So we don't want to let the next 30 days just slip away. That'd be crazy. Plus, imagine this. Imagine you get to Thanksgiving or you get to Christmas or you get to whatever you call the end of your calendar year and your busy working year, and you get to sit there and share with family or friends, or you get to sit there and be on your own if that's what you do, and really just reflect on what an incredible, massive, powerfully transforming year you had because you pushed the limit right up to the end. So here's my coaching. Get out your final 3 or 4 weekly planning sheets for the year. We've talked about those before. Get out your monthly calendar for the month of December and lock in 3 to 4 to 5 really significant things that you want to achieve before you get to that end of the year. Just get them written down. A health goal, a business goal, a contribution goal, a family goal, maybe a fun and adventure goal. Can I tell you what, my friends, it is on. And if I've got 30 days left before the end of the year, I want to maximize them and grab hold of them as tight as possible can. Now, word of warning. You know, there's 3 things that get in the way sometimes of us implementing our plans. Number one is some fear or some pain that, you know, we're going to miss out on something else. FOMO is this big thing in the 21st century. I had to go Google that, fear of missing out. So don't let FOMO get in the way of you deciding on what you want. Number two, sometimes we can get distracted by short-term pleasures. You know, short-term stuff that instantly gratifies us but may not actually fulfill us and serve us and may not be moving us towards our ultimate goal. So be careful of short-term distractions. I call them shiny, sparkly things. And number three, beware of other people's monkeys. You know, there's a great book written by Ken Blanchard called The 1 Minute Manager. Talks about the fact that other people want to give you their monkeys all the time. And of course, what that means is they want to give you their stuff. They want to give you their problems. They want to give you they want to have you do their stuff. So be cautious of that, which means you're going to have to learn to make sure you say the word no to people, particularly in this last little bit of the year, this last final run-up towards the end of your magnificent, magnificent year. Let's make sure you start next year from an incredible foundation, an incredible, you know, success level by making sure you just knock it out of the park for these next 30 days. So that's my coaching for you. Get out your weekly sheets for the rest of the year. Get out your monthly sheet for this last month of the calendar year. Get yourself 3 to 4 to 5 very specific goals and get to work because the clock is still on. As always, if you've got comments, questions, thoughts, anything you'd like to share with us at all, you know how to do that in the dialogue box here or on some of the social media platform. We'd love to hear from you. Love your questions, love your comments, and any topics you'd like me to cover in our blogs, happy to do that as well. Until we get to see each other in person, live very, very deliberately. Bye for now.